Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for we intend to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to spend time studying on the program, feel free to contact us at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. You know, our society has a fascination for Noah and the ark that he built. Little Noah figurines and little arks with animals going in two by two are often seen in stores. And Noah's building of the ark was surely a great feat, even by today's engineering standards. Imagine a vessel in that day and time, 150 yards long. That's the length of a football field and half of another one. 25 yards wide and 15 yards high. What an ark. But Noah built something even more impressive than that. Noah built a faithful family in a tremendously wicked world. You know, perhaps we sometimes look at the wickedness of our world and we wonder if we can really bring up a godly family. How will we ever get our children past the vulgarities, the lewdness, the sexual immorality, the drunkenness, the drugs, you know, all of the allurements of material things? Can it be done? Well, yes. Noah did it, and he did it in a world where there were hardly enough adjectives to describe how bad it was. In fact, look at God's description that we have recorded in Genesis 6 and verse 5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Imagine Noah, the preacher of righteousness, because that's how Peter describes him over in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5, when he said that God did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly. So imagine Noah, the preacher of righteousness, teaching his family God's ways and steering them over the tide of all of this wickedness. It could be done then. It can be done now. Noah knew that it began with him. In Genesis chapter 6, notice the words we read in verse 9. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God. You see, a father cannot lead his family into something that he is not. Noah's family thought little details mattered when it came to God. They didn't try, as some do today, to try to distinguish between what really matters in God's word and what doesn't. Friends, all of God's commands have his breath on them. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, completely furnished, or completely equipped unto all good works. Noah and his family, they knew that all of God's commands mattered, and they sought to do everything just as God had told them. Everything from the measurements of the ark to the gathering of the right number of animals, they did it, and they did it just as God said. In fact, we were there in Genesis 6 and verse 9 a minute ago. Drop on down to verse 22 in Genesis 6. Thus Noah did, according to all that God commanded him, so he did. So you see, God's pattern mattered to them, and God's pattern needs to matter to us today. And then too, here was a family that waited for the new world. You know, can't you imagine it had to be easy to get restless on the ark? How many stops do we have to make on a trip, a vacation trip, to just get out, stretch our legs, and do something different for a while? Well, they were on the ark for 1 year and 10 days with a huge company of animals. I mean, imagine that. You know, can you not help but think that they may have wondered, you know, when will this ever be over? But they waited on God's promise of a new world to come. And today, God's people still have to do that. We must imitate families like Noah, who, as described in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12, when we're told that do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. And surely, Noah would have been one of those. And then too, Noah's family worshiped. After the flood was over, their very first act, was to worship God. We read in the 8th chapter of the book of Genesis that Noah built an ark and offered sacrifices unto God. Beginning with verse 20 in chapter 8, then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a smooth, soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. So how sweet this sacrifice smells to God. That's what the passage says. The old world of corruption was gone, and things are beginning anew, with a single solitary family worshiping Him, worshiping God. Friends, never let us underestimate what is being built into the hearts of our children as we lead them to each period of worship. Let us wake them with the time to wake up, children. We get to worship God today. Friends, that's our privilege. And we need to look upon it as a privilege and not look upon it as some burden ritual that I fear that many people have had it to become for them. And then, too, Noah's family paved the way for comfort and rest. Noah's father, Lamech, had hoped that his son would make a difference. He hoped that Noah could bring comfort to all our toll. In Genesis, the 5th chapter, here's what we read in verse 29. And he said, and he called his name Noah, saying, this one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. You know, I don't know what all ideas that Lamech had in mind. He may have had other ideas in mind, but Noah surely played a part in bringing you and I comfort. Thousands of years later, a child was born. Jesus was his name. And you can't help but smile as we read of his bloodline genealogy through Mary. It ends saying, the son of Shem, the son of Noah. This we read in Luke chapter 3 and verse 36. And friends, what comfort Christ brings. Remember the statement that Jesus made in Matthew 11 and verse 28? Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Building the ark may have been the easier task for Noah. Building a faithful family may just be the hardest job on this planet. True for Noah's day, and certainly true for you and I today. Maybe that's why so many people, mothers and fathers, throw in the towel, as the old expression goes. They just give up on trying to have a faithful family. But don't ever give up. Trust in God. Be faithful to Him. And we can be godly in this perilous times. Noah truly lived in them. So bad that God saw fit to destroy the earth. We can't, I believe, even begin to imagine the sin, the corruption, the destitute state of affairs that mankind had reduced to. And while we were bombarded every day with news and scenes that flashed before our eyes on television, in the newspaper, and in magazines of the crazy, wild, unbridled things that people do, if Noah was able to do all that God commanded him to do, and have a faithful wife and faithful daughters who had married and were married to faithful men in his day, then surely let us realize the hope that we have to accomplish the same. And no matter what great a feat we may do in this life, like Noah did the great feat of building that tremendous ark, yet let the greatest feat that you and I accomplish in this life is having a godly family, including our spouses, including our children, and see to it that we put matters of God utmost and foremost in our minds and in our hearts, and determined to do as Noah did. In Genesis 6, verse 22, thus Noah did, according to all that God commanded him, so he did. Let that be our epitaph when it comes to the end of life's way. Friends, we see our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope that you tune in tomorrow. It's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.